This is called Prabhu Tava Panais. Good. So the words are here. Prabhu Tava Pariyage Mora Nivedana. So these series of songs are called Shiksha, they're called Sri Shikshastaka. And they're based on the Shikshastaka of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are further explanations or realizations by Bhaktivedanta Thakur. And this one is based on the fourth verse of Shikshastaka, which is Nadanam Najanam Nasindarim Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamahe Mama Janmani Janmani Shvare Bhavata Bhakti Rahaitaki Jai. So you'll see some of these words appearing here. So it's interesting the way he writes this. He says, more Nivedana, this is my request. So usually when we come for some requests, I want this, I want this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins his request with what he doesn't want. This is my request. It says, not this, and not this, and not this, and not this. That's very nice. He says, Prabhutava Pariyuge, at your holy feet, I'm submitting this prayer. Namahi Deha Sukha. I don't want physical pleasure. Here it's written leisure, anyway. Deha Sukha. Yeah, I guess. Anyway, pleasure, Sukha, leisure. Vidya, knowledge, learning. Dana, wealth. Jan, or followers. So this is, of course, somewhat Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. So he continues, Nahi Magi Swarga. And I don't want Swarga. I don't want heavenly planets. Nahi Magi Swarga. Ar Moksha. Nahi Magi, nor Moksha, a liberation. Nakori Pratana. Kona Vibhutiralagi. I don't wish for any of these opulences. So he continues, Nija Karma Guna Doshe JJ Janma Pai. So he says, this is nice. This is Mama Janmani Janmani Shure. The Lord says, he doesn't even ask for liberation. I'll take birth after birth. So he expands on this a little bit, that this nija karma, guna doshe, that I'll accept whatever I've done right or whatever I've done wrong, there's some karma for that, and I'll accept that. I'm not going to protest, try to get out of it. Nija karma, guna doshe, JJ janmapai, birth after birth, wherever my karma leads me, I'll accept that. But janme janme jeno tava nama guna gai. But please let me, that no matter where I take birth, birth after birth, nama guna gai, may I sing the glories of your name, or may I sing your holy name, guna gai. Guna's qualities. Yes. Glorify your name or sing your name. E matra asha mama. So now this is the heart of the matter. He says here that this alone is my cherished hope. E matra asha mama. There's so many things that people could want, the whole world wants, but I don't want those things. But this is my cherished hope. E matra asha mama. Tomara charane. And I'm submitting these at your lotus feet. Ahoy tuti bhakti hride jage anukshane, that unalloyed, ahoy tuti means without any motivation, no cause, no material desires involved, bhakti. That, in other words, pure bhakti. And it's interesting how he says it here, hride jage anukshane, that it may constantly awaken in my heart and flow towards you. Jage means to awaken. So Because bhakti isn't static. I remember many years ago somebody was asking me, so what is your religion about? And I said, well, it's to surrender to God. And he said, oh, I've already done that. It wasn't too apparent by his activities, but okay, whatever. But in any event, he doesn't say that I just surrender, or that's it. But he says, let it awaken at every moment. Let that love, let that surrender, let that devotion just be constantly awakening, constantly flowing. Because bhakti's not static. It's not something we did and like that. So then he says, Vishayehe priti ebe achaye amar. Let me love your lotus feet as much as I now love sense gratification. Yeah. Vishayehe priti. So now I have priti for Vishaya, for sense objects. So se matra priti hog charane tumar. Let me have the same kind of affection that I have for you. The sense objects, let me have a similar affection, or transfer that love towards your lotus feet. Vipade sampade taha takuk samabhave. In danger or in success, good fortune or disaster, vipade sampade samabhave, let me remain equipoised. But samabhave means the same emotion towards either one. But in other words, let me remain unemotional towards the upheavals of the material world. But let my emotion, my actual emotion, increase for you day by day. Dine dine, day after day after day, vidi hok, namer prabhave. Let my affection increase. And how will my affection increase? Namera prabhave, by the influence of the holy name. So this is we're chanting, and by the divine influence, the power, prabhav, of the holy name, our love for Krishna is increasing. This is the idea. So then he says, Pashu pakshi hoye taka, swarge va nirhoye. Whether I take birth as a pashu, as an animal, or pakshi, as a bird, swarge, whether it's in heaven, or niroye, or in hell, tava bhakti rahu, bhakti vinoda hridoye. So Bhakti Vinoda Thakur says that I always cherish bhakti in my heart, or rahu. May this bhakti always awaken my heart. So these are the beautiful sentiments of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai.